Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine a multi-million dollar automated assembly line suddenly grinding to a complete halt because of, well, a microscopic invisible shaving of metal left behind by a rushed technician.
Yeah, it sounds crazy, but it happens all the time.
Right. So today we're exploring your guide on cutting and finishing denine rail. And since you're probably already familiar with the ubiquity of the 35 millimeter TS-35 top hat profile, we're skipping the basics.
Right, getting straight to the good stuff.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. Getting this exact cut right is, I mean, it's exactly like pouring a home's foundation. If the cut isn't perfectly square, literally nothing built on top of it will align.
Yeah, the stakes for that initial cut, they really can't be overstated. It dictates the physical and, well, the electrical integrity of the entire enclosure.
Because it triggers a sort of hidden Jane reaction, right?
Exactly. The
Yeah.
tolerance stackup is brutal.
Sure.
If that rail edge sits at like even a slight angle, the end caps refuse to seat properly. That immediately ruins your tight component spacing.
Oh, sure. Everything gets bunched up.
Right. But mechanically, the biggest failure point is actually grounding continuity. If the cut isn't a dead true 90 degrees, those grounding terminal blocks, they just can't make full physical contact with the rail profile.
So you just lose that unbroken conductive path to the earth.
Precisely, which is extremely dangerous.
Okay, I get that, but why overcomplicate the cut itself? I mean, you see people on job sites all the time just blasting through the metal with a standard angle grinder. Can't you just do that?
Well, I mean, you can, but an angle grinder is actually a last resort tool.
Wait, really? Why?
Because of the heat. That friction from an abrasive disc is going to locally warp the cold rolled steel. Plus, it throws hot sparks everywhere and leaves burnt swarf, those sharp little metal shavings.
Oh,
Yeah,
right.
almost guarantees a wandering cut. True professionals reach for a dedicated DDEM rail guillotine shear.
A shear, okay.
Yeah, a single pull of the lever forces a precision die through the metal. You get a perfect 90-degree cut with zero heat and zero swarf.
Nice. And the guide mentions that for high volume shops using lubricated cold saws, it's actually super specific about matching the blade to the rail material.
Oh, absolutely. It's pure physics. Like if
Yeah.
you're cutting a softer extruded aluminum rail, you need a specific non-ferrous blade.
Because aluminum is softer.
Right, it has a low melting point. So if you use a standard steel blade, the friction literally melts the aluminum slightly, and it gums up the spaces between the teeth.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it would actually melt. And what about stainless steel?
Stainless work hardens. If your feed rate is too fast, the heat from the friction hardens the steel right in front of the blade. It instantly destroys your cutter. You need incredibly slow, consistent feed rates for that.
Okay, so you match the blade, dial in the feed rate, and get a flawless square cut. But here's where it gets really interesting. The cut physically isn't finished until it's deburred,
Oh,
right?
definitely not finished.
Because a lot of techs treat hitting the edge with a flat file as like an optional cosmetic afterthought, but it's actually a mandatory part of the cut itself.
It has to be.
Yeah.
A burr is just that tiny curl of leftover metal. During installation, it's a hazard that can easily slice open a fingertip.
Yeah, ouch.
Right. But inside a finished enclosure, it acts like a microscopic knife blade, just waiting for its moment.
Because the panels vibrate, they aren't static.
Exactly. Contactors slam shut, heavy machinery on the floor transfers low frequency rumbles into the cabinet.
Yeah, it shakes everything.
Over months or years, yeah. Those vibrations will slowly drive that razor sharp burr right through the insulation of any adjacent wiring.
Man, so it just cuts right into the wire.
Yes, and that is exactly how you get those insidious, untraceable, intermittent faults. The metal touches the exposed copper, shorts the system, the line stops. But by the time a tech looks for the problem, the wire shifted back.
Just a ghost in the machine. All because someone skipped, what, 30 seconds with a file?
Basically, yeah.
So what does this all mean for you listening? It means successful panel building requires total discipline. You measure twice, secure the rail, cut on the waste side, and never skip the deburring file.
It really does make you think.
Yeah.
We've seen how a single microscopic unfiled burr on a simple metal rail can bring down a complex electrical enclosure.
Too
It
wild.
makes you wonder, what other tiny, easily ignored details in the hidden infrastructure around us are silently dictating whether our modern world functions or completely fails.